Number 74 from September of 2010, The Windmills of My Mind. On a recent trip to Minnesota to see how my father was getting along, there was ample opportunity to check out the crops and gawk at the cattle along the way. We have traveled this route many times, but there is something new along the way now, and that is the giant wind turbines for generating wind power. There are dozens of these in northern Indiana along Interstate 65 and in northern Illinois along Interstate 39. They look a little like an overgrown version of the little pinwheels on a stick that we used to get at the fair. Some of these windmills were turning and some were dead still, and we didn't really know why. Maybe some of them had just been built and were not yet open to receive the wind and generate power. At any rate, they are impressive and hopefully will link us with a power source that is renewable and healthy. I could not help but think of the Holy Spirit when I saw these windmills, because the Greek word for wind, pneuma, is the same as the word for spirit or air. The Holy Spirit was described as a mighty rushing wind at Pentecost, and that's a helpful image. The action of the Holy Spirit is a lot like air or wind. We can't see the wind, just like we can't see God's Spirit, but that doesn't mean it's not there. We can't see the wind or spirit, but that doesn't mean it's not powerful. What we can see is the effect that the wind slash spirit has on things and on people. We can see a tree bending to the power of the wind, and we can see a person being moved and transformed by the power of God's Spirit. Another comparison for wind or spirit is to think about school spirit at a sporting event. School spirit is not something that you can buy at a school supply store. It's not something you can manipulate or control, but you can sure tell if it's there or if it is not. It has to do with people talking the team up and encouraging them and encouraging one another. It has to do with being open to new possibilities and growth and success. There is more power together than each of us could have by ourselves. In like manner, to tap into the power source for our lives means being open to God's Holy Spirit. We cannot manipulate or control God's Spirit any more than we can the wind, but we can keep ourselves open to it, and it will eventually come in. Maybe the wind isn't blowing at times, but if we keep our doors and windows open, it will eventually come in. God has promised that whatever we ask for in regards to receiving the gift of the Spirit, He will do it. Notice that Jesus didn't say that we will get anything we ask for, such as a new car or $1 million or things like that. He said we will get whatever we ask for when we ask for the gift of the Holy Spirit. I believe the issue for most of us Christians is not that we doubt that the Holy Spirit would come to us if we asked for it. Rather, we are a bit afraid about what might happen if the Spirit did come into our lives. How might our lives change if we were to open up to that mighty, rushing wind of God's power? What things might we have to give up? What things might we have to do differently? How might our personalities change? How might our priorities in life be altered? We sometimes forget that there is excitement in being filled with God's Spirit. There is meaning in everything we do. There is joy that cannot be quenched. There is peace that passes all understanding. So whenever you pass these big windmills, think of the power of God's Spirit and think of getting plugged into the power source.